Revival's not on its way. It's here. And we experience it when we awaken ourselves to the awareness of Christ. It's here. How you choose to step into revival and receive revival is how you choose to experience revival.
Life Audio.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Questions with Caden. I'm your host, Caden Fabrizio, and welcome back to the fifth episode of season two. I've been having a blast. I've been having a great time doing these episodes this season, and I'm really hoping you've been enjoying all the amazing new things that we have been doing. Want to shout out Life Audio real fast. Life Audio is a podcast network that helps this podcast be able to do what it does. You can check out the other podcasts that they have at lifeaudio.com. Today we got a really exciting podcast because I don't know if you've seen, but there's some exciting things happening in America in the wake of what's going on in Asbury. We are in the midst of revival, people, and we're seeing it happen not just at Asbury in Kentucky, but at other college campuses. I've seen it at other local churches by me. The church I go to was in worship for 3 hours yesterday. There was a church up the street from my house I went to the other night. We worshiped until 1:30 in the morning. There's just a hunger right now for the Lord, and He is on the move. So we're going to talk about that today, talk about what is going on in Asbury. But before we do, just some housekeeping stuff. Hey, make sure if you love this podcast that you are subscribed on whatever platform you're listening. If you're listening on Spotify, if you're listening on iTunes, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, if you're listening on Odyssey or Amazon Music or Stitcher, any of the things that you are listening on, be sure to subscribe. That subscription really helps us out more than you actually know for this podcast. It's huge. So be sure to do that. If you're like, hey, I want to help Cade with this podcast. I love this podcast. I want this podcast to be successful. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Also, I wanted to let you guys know, as you know, merch is out and available for the podcast. But here's the thing. You guys have given me some feedback and I have listened. Y'all said the stuff was a little bit too expensive, and I honestly agreed. I think part of the merch for me and my heart behind the merch was, hey, I wanted the quality of the pieces that we did to be extremely high. Like, I wanted them to be pieces that I was proud of and pieces that I would wear. And so the merch team and I, we sourced one of the most expensive blanks on the market you could find of the highest quality. But unfortunately, what that did is it ran our cost up a lot. So it made the price a little bit higher. So I was in a meeting with them this last week. I said, hey, y'all, the merch is awesome, but we need to drop the prices for these people without dropping the quality. And so we found a way to do that. And I'm really excited to let you guys know hoodies are going to be $55 in that range. T-shirts are dropping in price as well. So be sure to go to CadenFabrizio.com, hit that shop button, and go check it out. We got two awesome hats. We got two types of hoodies. We've got two t-shirts, and we have a tote bag. And my merch is on the way, so I'm going to start posting a bunch of it. You'll see me in it, and trust me, you're going to want this stuff. It's really cool, and it's only available for a limited time until the next drop happens. So go get your merch, y'all. We made it a better price point for you because for me, it was like, hey, I want to make sure, one, y'all are wearing awesome quality stuff. You guys work so hard for your money. You guys steward your money, and so I want to help steward your money. And so I didn't want you guys spending crazy amounts on stuff, but I wanted it to be high quality. At the same time, I didn't want to run your guys' bank accounts up. So we found a good solution. I'm really excited about it. And so, yeah, really a lot more accessible price point for a lot more people. And I want y'all to be doing the merch. So that will be coming out when this episode's out today, actually, which when this episode comes out will be, I believe, the 22nd. Yeah. So yeah, the merch will be out. If you're subscribed to the email list, you will get an email about the new merch and the new merch prices. And that leads me to my last thing. Make sure you subscribe to the email list. That's massive. Like, I really couldn't tell you if you want to be a part of this podcast, if you consider yourself a Question with Caden stan, you just like the podcast, you're encouraged by it. Subscribe to the email list. You guys will get everything from extra content to emails when merch drops to reminders about content. To bonus content, all the way to videos to me. There's just so many opportunities with that email list that we could do that I want y'all to have. So make sure you do that. And lastly, one of the last things that I wanted to discuss is something that it does have to do kind of with what God has been doing in our nation right now. This is specifically for my Southern California people. If you are Southern California based, I'm really excited to announce and let you guys know that I am launching an in-person young adults gathering called Yona. This has been something I've been working on for the last 6 months with an amazing team of people. And it's a nonprofit organization that we are launching here coming up soon. We're having a soft launch in March, and our first official gathering will be happening in April. The heart of this ministry really is to just gather young adults and young adult ministries for a night of unity, to seek the presence of God, to encounter his promises, and to unite the body of Christ. And I really believe it's not a coincidence that God spoke this to me 6 months ago in a coffee shop while I was answering emails. It's not a coincidence that the date he gave me of when we're launching this is right in the middle of the only awakening we've seen in a really long time happening throughout our country. There's no coincidences. So I'm really excited to announce that to you guys. More details to come, I promise. But just know that if you are a Southern California young adult listening to this, you are invited. We would love to have you. And more details will come out soon. Just know that I'm really excited about it. And I really believe that we are in the midst of revival. We are in the midst of a move of God. He's on the move. Revival is coming for this generation, and young adults are a massive part of it. So I'm really excited to let you guys know about that. For more details, stay tuned. They will be coming. You can go ahead and follow at Yona Nights on Instagram for more details. Y'all are the first to know. So I'm really excited to tell you guys about it, and I hope to see you there. Maybe if you are a listener and you do come, we can do a little QWC meetup at one of these things, one of these times. That'd be really cool. Maybe we'll have some merch for you guys or whatever. But let's jump into our conversation today, because I think it's a really powerful one. I don't have much to say. I don't have like anything revelatory that's going to change your life to say today, I don't think. But I do believe in what God is doing. And so I want us to get on board with what God is doing. I've been telling my team at Yona for the last 6 months that a move of God was coming. And the vision I saw was a freight train was going to be moving through our nation and California specifically. And that we had an opportunity to get in the front car, to get in the front car of this freight train and fuel the fire of revival and awakening in our nation. And I believe that in this podcast, we can do the exact same thing. No matter where you're listening from, no matter who you are, God is on the move and his spirit is alive. And I can sense it and I can feel it. And I'm excited because I know that he is doing something fresh and something new. He's bringing his people back to him. He's pouring out his spirit so that we can encounter his presence and this life transformative love. And he's on the move. And it's really exciting. I could feel it in my spirit. I felt a stirring since August that something was coming. In August, the Lord spoke to me that there was a fresh wind on the way. And my God is there. And so today, I just want to talk about what is happening in Asbury. And we'll pray. We'll read some scripture together. We'll talk about revival. We'll encourage you. And then I'll send you on your way. Lord, we love you. I'm grateful for what you're doing in this nation. God, I pray it would permeate in our hearts. Would it start with us? Holy Spirit, would revival not just be a hype thing that we get behind for Instagram posts, Jesus, but would it be something we step into to encounter your love, to encounter you in a fresh way, Jesus, to become all you've called us to be, to step into the revelatory understanding of what true freedom and fullness is in you, Father. We love you tons. Speak through me today and encourage every single listener. Holy Spirit, you are more than welcome in this podcast. You are the host. You are the star. You are the author and the finisher, and this podcast is yours. It's about you. Do what you want. In your name we pray. Amen. So I just want to read a few scriptures. I just want to talk briefly about what...
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, Anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Going on in Asbury, if you don't know what is happening in Asbury, in this town in Kentucky, there's a university called Asbury where, it's been going on for a week, almost a week ago, or maybe even over a week by now. Some students lingered after a regular chapel, hungry for the presence of God, and it sparked a revival, which means it sparked a bunch of people coming to experience and be hungry and thirst and taste the presence of God and who He is. And it's been going on. They haven't stopped. They're like at 150 plus hours, and they have no plans of stopping anytime soon. And it's really cool. And people from all over the nation and the world are flying in to experience what's going on in Asbury. And I love it. I love it so much. And but I want to encourage you that that can happen in your city. That can happen in your heart. That can happen in your bedroom. Like what they're experiencing in Asbury is not just because of geographical locations. It's not just only for Asbury. Like this is not a VIP thing happening in Asbury. We have the same access to Holy Spirit as they do in Asbury. The same Spirit in Asbury is in your city, and He's in your room, He's in your heart. And so I think what I want to encourage in this podcast today is revival is here. It's our job to awaken to that revival. I've always said this, that America, people would always say America needs revival. And I would always say, no, America needs awakening, because revival is here. The Holy Spirit is here. He is present, and He's always just waiting for us to awaken to what He's doing. And the awakening is here. And so I kind of want to read a couple of verses that I feel like are foundational for us, that kind of help us wrap our mind around what's happening. Psalms 85, 6 through 7 says, "Won't you revive us again, so your people can rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, O Lord, and grant us your salvation." And Romans 13, 11 through 14 says, "This is all the more urgent for you know how it lasts." Or Romans 13, 11 through 14 says, "This is all the more urgent for you know how late it is. Time is running out. Wake up, for our salvation is nearer now than we first believed." Wake up. "For our salvation is newer now than when we first believed. The night is almost gone. The day of salvation will soon be here. So remove your dark deeds like dirty clothes and put on the shining armor of right living." It's Ephesians 6. "Because we belong to the day, we must live decent lives for all to see. Don't participate in the darkness of wild parties and drunkenness, or in sexual promiscuity and immoral living, or in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, clothe yourself with the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, and don't let yourself think about ways to indulge your evil desires. Wake up, for our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed." That is the encouragement of today for today's podcast. It's going to be quick. It's going to be short. But what's happening now is an awakening happening in the hearts of man to the love of Jesus, to the love of the Father, and to the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 14 of Romans 11 says, "Instead, clothe yourself with the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ." That is the awakening. That is the revival. That is what is happening in Asbury. People are experiencing what it's like for the first time to be clothed in the righteousness and the love and the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. People are experiencing that for the first time, and they're experiencing revival, and people are flying all the way to Kentucky to experience something incredible. And I love it, but I want to encourage you that in your room, in your car, in your office building, at your church, you can experience the same awakening and the same revival when you choose to clothe yourself in the presence of Jesus and wake up. Now is the time to lay everything else in the world. This verse 13, verse 11 says, "Don't participate in the darkness of the wild parties and drunkenness or sexual." It lists a bunch of sins, but what it's saying is stop being more aware of what your flesh wants to do. Stop being more aware of what's happening in the world, and start being more aware of God. Start awakening your spirit to what God is trying to do in your life, to His presence. His presence is in this room right now. I can feel Him. I can encounter Him. I can be aware of Him. See, One of my favorite sayings that I've been hearing recently, and the first time I ever heard it, I heard it from Christine Kane. We were at a leaders retreat, and there was a small group of leaders, and Christine Kane was speaking to us, and she said, Rodney Smith says, go home, lock yourself in your room, kneel down in the middle of the floor, and with a piece of chalk, draw a circle around yourself. There on your knees, pray fervently and brokenly that God would start a revival within that chalk circle. That's where the revival starts. In Asbury, what happened was a group of students, I think it was 5 to 10, I don't even know the number, but a small group of students decided when chapel was over, they were still hungry. A small group of students decided when chapel was over, they were just beginning because they wanted more of Jesus. Revival started in the 5, in the 10, in the 15. In one spot, what could happen if the 1,000 people that listen to this podcast a month could have revival spark in their lives around where they are? Revival would break out. I see your life would be in embers that would spark the logs of revival all around you, the logs of awakening, the burning fire of the Holy Spirit that He wants to do in this nation and in this state and wherever you live. Revival's not on its way. It's here. And we experience it when we awaken ourselves to the awareness of Christ. It's here. How you choose to step into revival and receive revival is how you choose to experience revival. You want revival? It doesn't just happen in 3-hour worship sessions. Revival happens when you leave the worship session so hungry to tell people about Jesus that you tell your coworkers, you tell the people you walk by, that they see the Lord living on your life. They can see the Holy Spirit manifesting its love through you. That's revival. And I'm so excited for what God is doing in this nation right now because people are hungry for Him. Let me make this clear. I want to make this statement very clear. God is not doing a new work because He decided it was time. God is doing a fresh work because we finally decided to awaken our minds to what He's always wanted to do. He's always been the God who wants to be present. He's always been the God of revival. He's always been the God of awakening. He's always been the God of miracles. He's always been the God of promise. He's always been the God of love. He's always been the God of kindness. He's always been the God of faithfulness. He's always been who He is. He's not manifesting differently. We're just finally aware of what He's wanting to do. And that's what's going on in Asbury. And I make this podcast because that's what could be going on in your life if you so choose to do so, by letting the Holy Spirit awaken you to what He wants to do in your life. And here's how you do it. If you want to do it, just repeat this prayer after me right now. Holy Spirit, I invite you into this space. Wherever you are, Holy Spirit, I just invite you in, God. I know you live inside of me for me, but Jesus, Holy Spirit, would you rest upon me for others? God, would you spark revival in my heart, Lord? Would you allow me to see you and feel you and encounter you in ways that I never have in my life before? Jesus, awaken me to what you already are doing. Awaken me to your heart, God. Awaken me to what you have always wanted to do and let me be a part. Jesus, there's a freight train coming. Let me get in the front car with you. I love you. I'm submitted to you. I repent of my sins. I ask that you would wash me and purify me, God. Let me live in righteousness that you've given me through the cross and the blood of Jesus. And let me awaken to step into revival. I love you. And it's in your name we pray. Amen. Now go and live in revival because it starts in you. It can be sparked in you. You want revival in your church? Bring revival into your church. It's not up to the pastor. It's not up to the worship leader. It's up to you. And you can encourage the person sitting next to you, and they can encourage the person sitting next to them. And this domino effect can happen in a revival if you let it start in you. Just like the students at Asbury did, just like the 5, just like the 10, just like the 20. It didn't start with a massive gathering of people. It didn't start with people flying all over the world. It started with 5 to 10 hungry people who revival had clearly already started in. And that's why they stayed in the building. I'm believing for revival in this nation. I'm believing that God is bringing generations back to Him, that we're going to see a great awakening throughout this nation, that tides are going to change, that just when we thought the enemy had a grasp on this world, the king is going to remind him who actually is in charge. The Bible says that the world and everything in it belongs to Jesus. The Bible says that the world is God's footstool. What do you do with a footstool? You rest on it. Why? Because it's yours. And you're not worried about somebody taking it away from you. When your feet are rested on a footstool, you're not worried about someone kicking it out from under you because you're resting on it. And that's what God has been doing. He's been resting on this world, waiting for us to awaken to what he wants to do. And it's time. It is time. I love y'all. That's all I have for you today. Short episode. And I hopefully you're encouraged. I just encourage you right now. Start revival in your life. Matthew, in the book of Matthew, it says, pray and ask and believe that it has already been done and it will be granted to you. Ask for revival and believe that it has already been done and you'll experience it. I love you tons. All the links and everything you need to know are below, but just go. Be encouraged. I love you. See you in the next one.
Feeling stressed? Let's take better care of you. I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.